Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about operators need specialized training to work on different machines. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For special jobs, you need men who have full flex knowledge about the work and also experience to handle that kind of work without hassles. Now, this knowledge and experience are secondary. What is primary is the training that is given to the person to do that kind of job. In the construction sector, every person is trained to do his or her part of the job well, but it is the operator slash mechanics who require specialized training to work on different kinds of heavy equipment. Though the primary function of every machine may be same, but in order to work them out like a professional, the operator has to get himself or herself trained for some weeks and then try his or her hand doing the actual job. He or she may find it difficult in the beginning, but he prepares himself for the task on the machine. He will find his comfort zone in the new heavy equipment. Next, need to be slow in the beginning. When the operator first starts to get trained on every new heavy equipment, he should be slow with maneuvering the machinery. He may have worked earlier on the years on a particular type of heavy equipment, but the new ones is different and it may act differently in different situations. So he needs to first know the various functions that are available in the machine and how it impacts the overall movement of the equipment. Once he gets his hands on it, it will be a piece of cake for him. Also, when the situation changes, he needs to, again, go slow, check how the machine reacts. For instance, if an operator is given to work on an updated version of a CAT excavator, which is huge in size and is used for operations in the forest/construction area, the forest land is every location is different, so when the machine acts differently. The operator needs to be extra careful when he moves out of one forest location and enters a new one. The land out there may be full of ditches or quite muddy to not have a stable ground for the machine. This will give a hard time for the operator to work on the new excavator. Next, should remember the different functions. Normally, when you're accustomed to working with a set of the machines, you tend to know the in and out of it. If someone closes their eyes and instructs you on what you should be doing, you may perhaps have a little problem, but will reach your hands to the right buttons inside the machine. This is because you know everything about it that you can work being blindfolded. Well, the case changes completely when you are handling over a new machine or new heavy equipment, which does not have the switches and buttons in the same place as the old machine. So you need to get your hands trained on them as well. By no means can you press the wrong button or else you will end up in a bigger blunder. Again, learn the machines. If it's a new machine, learn it. You know, I mean, even the experienced operators need to learn it. Just like when they had the 140Hs motor graders all these years, and then when you got the 140Ms, totally different. Got rid of the little steering wheel. It was all joysticks. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.